Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is July 2nd, Tuesday, 2019, day 182. Today's topic, part two. Spirit of depression is a reverse of Psalm 23. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 143, verses 7 to 12, 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1 to chapter 22, verse 2, Acts chapter 21, verses 17 to 36, Proverbs 18, verses 9 to 10. Today's main passage from Psalm 143, verses 7 to 12. Answer me quickly, Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, or I will be like those who go down to the pit. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Rescue me from my enemies, Lord, for I hide myself in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. For your name's sake, Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring me out of trouble. In your unfailing love, silence my enemies. Destroy all my foes, for I am your servant. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. I had a big catch yesterday because I found out the spirit of depression is actually to turn Psalm 23 upside down. Today is the second part of yesterday's message. Yesterday's Psalm 143 verses 1 to 6 describes how we would fall into darkness and depression. And also with today's verse 7. When we are being attacked by our enemies. Actually, we use the term anxiety attack quite often, and of course, depression is a bigger attack. The situation of Psalm 143, verses 1 to 7, is exactly the reverse of Psalm 23, verses 1 to 3. Today, Psalm 143, verses 8 to 12, is totally different. After Psalm 143, verse 8, let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. There's a major paradigm shift from the previous seven verses. Because of the waking up in the morning to have a time with Abba, depression out, and Psalm 23, verses 4 to 6 become a reality. Please read below of those similarities that I have found to help you to know that once you have a time with Abba, well, the best time is in the morning, as described in today's psalm. Depression can be turned right side up to become a wonderful experience. of God with us rather than depression with us. Now, Psalm 143, verses 8b to verse 9. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Rescue me from my enemies, Lord, for I hide myself in you. Now, as compared to Psalm 23, verses 4 to 5a, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And then Psalm 143, verse 10, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, lead me on level ground. Now let's see, Psalm 23, verse 5b to 6. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anointed my head with oil. That's the Holy Spirit. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Yeah, time with Abba, depression out. That is so true. But usually we are very lazy. Just like today's Proverbs 18, verse 9. One who is slack in his work is brother to one who destroys. We miss the golden opportunity to have time with Abba each day. From what I have seen of a lot of churches in Korea and Hong Kong, those churches have morning prayer are all growing in a very special way. It is because when more and more people go to their church early in the morning to pray together, it is a very powerful force of encouragement and momentum. So if your church has daily morning prayer, do not be lazy and you need to join, unless you cannot because of work, family, distance, or health issues. If your church does not have daily morning prayer, you got to wake up early and have time with Abba yourself. Today, 2 Kings is one of the saddest passages in the Bible. King Hezekiah had experienced numerous saving acts from God, and yet he disregarded Isaiah's warning, thinking that he had been through so many crises and lived so he should be able to go through that time. That's why he did not confess his sins and repented, asked God forgiveness. Then he died right after that. The worst situation is that his son and grandson, who were kings after him, were all very bad kings. So sad. Actually, the main job of Satan is to reverse the last sentence of Psalm 143, verse 12. For I am your servant. Satan wants us to quit to be God's servant, unable to be God's servant. Time with Abba, depression out. Be renewed, be God's servant. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, send an angel to kick out all the army of depression for us so that we can walk joyfully in your presence each day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and encouragement have you received from today's passage? Number two, what is your action to walk joyfully in God's presence each day? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family about today's catch. May the Lord bless you.